You have beamed into Area 54 with Tim and Mike.
Looking at the love. pictures from the past right here back in front of you. The shapes are the same, but the colors are in different hues. The lines are on fire and the tones are exploding. You're looking back down the track at the landscape unfolding.
Song by Subtract. The song's called Wildfires off their self-titled album. Great album, 2011. Two-Door Cinema Club before that did Something Good Can Work off of Tourist History. And then DJ Cam off the album Seven, we played Swim. Second Sky's got an album out that just came out called The Art of Influence Remixed. And of course, The Art of Influence, great album, kind of modeled themselves after the Thievery Corporation. This was a song called 100 Million Sounds. CFCF did Big Love. There's a Fleetwood Mac remix and Junior Boys, or a Fleetwood Mac remake remixed by the Junior Boys. There we go. Get it straight, Tim. Start off the whole set with Strange Talk. Song's called Eskimo Boy.
Big Love is a cool track, or that's a cool remix by CFCF, but you listen to it and you just totally miss Lindsey Buckingham's guitar work on that.
Yeah.
That's like the coolest part of the song, really.
Lindsey Buckingham was a very underrated guitarist for Fleetwood Mac. He kind of just sat in the background and just strummed his butt off.
For you young guys out there just learning to play guitar, you should go to YouTube and watch some of these videos of Lindsey Buckingham playing guitar. The guy with one hand was able to do with what most people can't, more than any two guys to do. Didn't they replace him with two guitarists in the band when he left?
Yeah.
He's picking and strumming at the same time. It's phenomenal what he's able to do.
Yeah, and not only that, he sounds got good tone and picks good notes. Wow. Talented artist.
And supposedly they're back together again, right? Or they're touring again?
Nothing to say about that. I don't know. I think you'd probably go.
It's probably like
have to go to see the show.
They're at this age now where they're like fine wine, right? They're very ripe, and now it's $250 at least to get into a show. The Stones come, it's like $250 and up for tickets. It's ridiculous.
Right. It's all the baby boomers
and everybody goes,
money.
I got to see him before it's over, right?
Right.
I've got to go.
They're so old, they're past the country fair stage.
Yeah. you got to do the country fair,
State
right?
Fair, like, tour.
Oh, come on. We've seen our fair share of country fair bands. I think I went to see Night Ranger.
Yeah. See?
I saw Loverboy at a country fair.
Did you?
No, I didn't. No. I just called their manager from Night Ranger. We're pretty tight. Asked him for a free t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Here's a guy we'd like to see come, and he won't be playing any state fairs. Destroyer. Critically acclaimed album, Kaput. Tim's been listening to this a lot now lately.
Yeah,
why'd you pull this back out? We've had this for a year now.
I had this for a while, and this song that called Bay of Pigs is so long that I never really listened to the whole thing through. And I listened to it the other day. I was like, you know what? This is if I cut a little here, it's a couple swear words, and I chop a little here, it'll actually fit in our playlist nicely. And it works with this set coming up. So Destroyer, Bay of Pigs up next. It's Area 54 with you.